Yeah, I had to move all this equipment. That's probably why it was, it's giving it a
temperamental.
Temperamental, because I had to move it to carve a pumpkin because I had to do some fall stuff because it's fall.
Yeah, no, it feels like winter.
Well, I mean, just because of the wind chill, but the actual temperature outside is not bad.
You know, it's always weird, like, when we have the first, like, colder days after summer, they feel super cold. But if we had this, like, 45-degree temperature after winter, we'd all be wearing fucking shorts.
Yeah. Well, that's... It's the body acclimating.
Yeah.
It's that... It's not, like... You're not designed to go from 80-degree weather into 40-degree weather. And nature doesn't usually work...
And we did.
And nature doesn't usually work that way. Yeah. You usually have, like, a buffer of, like, a week or two.
Yeah.
To, like, slowly go up or slowly go down. But because they're... Because we're polluting so much, then the Earth doesn't know what the fuck it wants to do with...
And Florida just had one of the worst hurricanes ever in history.
And I actually was reading that there is a hurricane that looks like heading its way up to Spain.
Huh.
Which is probably the first time they've ever had a hurricane.
That's weird.
So, yeah.
Huh.
Spreading the love to Europe.
Yeah, right? Man, speaking of which, I hear Assassin's Creed... Odyssey is absolutely amazing.
I've watched the entire thing.
Stop doing that and go get a console to where you can actually play it and enjoy
it. It took me 9 hours to get through it, but I watched all of it. It's a great game.
You can't say it's a great game because you didn't play it.
The gameplay I never watched. I watched all the cutscenes.
Gotcha, gotcha. From which character's point of view?
Alexios. There's okay. Alexios and Cassandra.
Yeah.
And pretty much they're interchangeable.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil too much about the story, but...
Yeah, please don't. I'll get it for Christmas.
It's... You'll understand why it's interchangeable so easily. But the ending... The ending is just like, hey, it's the ending. There's no, like... It's pretty much a massive cliffhanger. Like, on the verge of, like, Halo 2 cliffhanger.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of like the ending of Origins. Origins was just kind of like, oh, we formed the Assassin's Brotherhood.
Yeah.
And there's not really much more detail than that. This doesn't even talk about the Assassin's
Brotherhood. Because it doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, the main issue of this game is the heredity of Isu human hybrids. That's the whole point of this movie, is the Isu, the precursors.
Okay.
The people who came before.
Oh, okay. So it still ties in pretty well then.
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. I wasn't quite sure.
It's all about the Isu... human hybrids, which you're part of the lineage of.
Okay.
And that's slowly discovering it. Oh, man, it's an interesting story. And you literally meet, like, everyone you could honestly think of in the ancient Greek world. You meet Socrates, Herodotus, Pythagoras. You also get to play a little bit as Leonidas. You get to
play as Leonidas
for a little bit.
It's
the demo. It's the tutorial.
Okay, gotcha. Leonidas.
Who else do you get to meet? Pericles. You get to meet.
What side of the war did they choose in the
since
playthrough?
You are a Mystios, which mm-hmm. is pretty much a mercenary. You don't. You kind of are.
I thought you had to pick nope. a side.
Nope, not really.
Okay.
Who else? So, Pythagoras, you don't meet any of the gods, which is kind of an upset for me. Pythagoras, Pericles, you get to go to Odysseus's house. You get to meet Gorgon, a Sphinx, a Cyclops, and the Minotaur.
Okay.
Those are interesting. Ooh, that's some interesting stuff. Who else? So... Herodotus. Oh, Hippocrates.
Okay.
So the Hippocratic it's pretty much everybody who had a big name before after the Persian invasion and before Alexander the Great. It's okay. Pretty much you meet everybody from that little time span.
Okay.
So you don't get to meet Socrates like students like Aristotle and Plato, but you do get to meet Socrates.
Neat.
But yeah, it's fall time. I'm enjoying some spiked cider. You're enjoying some coffee porter.
Yeah.
This is a cheers. It's definitely nice to have some cold weather drinks. Oh.
Yep.
Oh, that tastes like... As I was saying, at this distillery, they have, instead of the sunlight dreamsicle,
yeah.
They now have like a cider with peach schnapps and caramel.
Ooh.
It's really good.
Ooh. When did you go there?
I went there, I think, I went there Friday when I was supposed to go watch that movie.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, so
Kurt had homework that he was supposed to do and he didn't do.
Yeah, that movie looked really good, and I was also supposed to watch Doctor Who, but I also forgot about that because I was doing fall stuff. I was carving pumpkins.
Now you're 2 episodes behind, though.
2 episodes is like one sit down.
I know.
I mean, I'll catch up.
All right, well, I'll wait to talk about it with you then.
Okay.
On that.
But it looks like they're doing well.
Oh, yeah.
And the movie looks like it's doing outstanding.
It didn't win weekend.
It didn't win the weekend.
Venom won the weekend again.
That's terrifying.
Right? Let's see.
Even though it's a shit show of a movie?
Pretty much. We never talked about it, did we?
No, because you were like, oh, I'm going to go watch it and I'm not going to enjoy it. Lo and behold, it was... What was the way that you described it is...
It didn't give me... It didn't... Okay, so Venom didn't give me a reason for it to exist. Venom was mediocre and bland and not great.
You know, it's interesting. I actually ran into Matt at the distillery, and he was talking about how he saw it, and he's like, you know what? Was the movie great? No. Was I entertained? Yeah. Honestly, though, what he said is what he would really want... Is he was like, what I really want to see is Tom Harding with the guy who does the voice acting for Venom sit down and just
It was Tom Hardy.
Oh, Tom Hardy was doing both voices?
Yes, he was.
Well, what he was saying, he was like, I would like to see Tom Hardy sit down and do a podcast of him and Venom just talking about normal, random human stuff.
Yeah, because I will give it that. It was their best. That was the best part of the movie, was the bromance that those two characters had.
They had a bromance?
Yeah,
it was entertaining. I'm festering something inside of me that's horrid.
It kind of starts out that way, but then it becomes the best part of the movie. Huh. Their banter back and forth.
Weird.
Yeah. Imagine you or me, and one of us just happened to eat people.
Okay, so let me get this straight. How does the digestion system work?
I have no idea.
Because if it's Tom Hardy eating those people... And this is bones and all. How the fuck does that work?
I don't know. So, it's actually... the movie... I did go... Venom won the second weekend, followed by Star is Born, which I absolutely adored.
Was that a good movie?
I really liked it.
What's the whole movie about? Isn't it about, like, Lady Gaga or something?
She's in it.
Oh, okay.
She's in it, and Bradley Cooper's in it.
Hangover Dude?
Yeah. Rocket. Rocket Raccoon.
Oh.
And yeah, he's from The Hangover and a bunch of other stuff. But he actually wrote and directed this version of the movie. This is the third time it's been remade. First one came out in... Oh, 1938.
Oh, wow.
And then Judy Garland starred in one in the 50s. And then Barbara Streisand starred in the movie in the 70s. And then this one.
Is it really that much of a compelling story to remake it so many times?
So, the first two, they are movie stars. Judy Garland was a movie star, but she did, like, musicals. So, very kind of autobiographical for her. And then they switched it to rock stars in the 70s.
Okay.
And that's what this one more or less is.
Is this a rock star or is this a country star?
It feels like more of a rock show. It's more of that rock country type.
So stadium country.
Yeah.
Oof, not my favorite. I don't like stadium country.
I actually bought the soundtrack. I hate country music, and I bought the soundtrack.
Hmm. Do you know why country music is the most heavily carried format in the U.S.? Because it's the most family friendly. Because you don't have to worry about explicit words or graphic detail.
Sometimes,
but the vast majority of people who sing country, it's cold beer, my truck, my tractor, depression.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things that I saw on the internet recently was somebody referred to country as farm emo, and I can't think of any
of it. I posted that. First Man finished third, which I do want to see that.
That's about Neil Armstrong?
Yeah, I'll probably go see that.
Do they talk about the Transformers on the moon?
I hope so. I hope so.
I hope they don't.
I hope they do.
Good God.
Fourth was Goosebumps.
Or how it was all filmed on studio.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters what?
Goosebumps.
I was going to say.
Goosebumps 2.
Goosebumps.
Which I hear it's not as good as the first one. Have you seen the first one?
Yeah.
This one is lacking a good amount of Jack Black.
Of course.
He's only in a bit of it.
Well, that's why they made their money the first time. Second time, they're like, let's see if we can do it without Blackjack. And they're like, nah, we can't.
Yeah, right. Without Blackjack?
That. Kids playing Blackjack, the movie.
Smallfoot was 5, which I have no desire to see, but it's getting decent reviews.
That's a kid's movie. Yeah. You just take it to your kids so they'll shut up for 3 hours.
Night School, which I also have no desire to see. And then it's the movie I went and saw. I went and saw Bad Times at the El Royale, finished at 6th in the box office. But it's not a big movie, so it probably still made its money.
True.
It's from Drew Goddard, who also directed Cabin in the Woods. He did the first...
That's a fun movie.
Yeah, yeah. He also did...
Does he have a thing for Chris Hemsworth?
Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Hemsworth?
Whatever. I mispronounced Cavanaugh last time.
Yeah.
I still do.
Cavill.
Whatever.
Oh, Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about...
They now confirmed Supreme Court justice, yeah, which is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Go vote, please.
I already did.
Oh, you did. I did. First the 6th.
Oh, it's so easy. On a day off, just go downtown. I'll take you 2 minutes.
I mean, you know where Trinity Church is, just right up the road on
Alpha. Do they have early voting locations there?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I know that's where I vote. That's where my polling station is. Gotcha. And that's where I'm going to go. I'm waking up. I have my alarm set that day to wake up at 6 in the morning so I can beat all the old people. It's a young guy.
I already did it. It took me the longest part of it was driving downtown, and then I just played Pokemon after voting. So.
Valid.
Yeah.
So here's something in the news that happened recently.
I was going to start talking about Bad Times.
This will take, like, just a second.
Okay.
Sears has declared bankruptcy.
Oh, go figure.
Big deal.
Yeah, it's not the first time.
It's not really a surprise, but this time, they decided to close down some of their Canadian stores. Like, it was like, oh, we're going to fight off the bankruptcy. No, they've now officially declared 11, what's it called, Chapter 11.
Okay. I'm surprised they ever recovered after they bought Kmart.
They didn't start Kmart? I thought they started Kmart.
No, they bought Kmart.
Well, that was their biggest decision.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sears.
Toys R Us is coming back.
Yeah, with Joffrey's...
Joffrey's Toy Box. And they're not rehiring the people they fired.
That's dumb.
Yeah, those should be the first people they offer a job. Well, the
thing is, if they do it properly, they're going to make a lot of people pissed off, and then when he gets murdered by poisoning, it's
going to
be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
I really hope that they make a Joffrey joke, because it's spelled the same way.
It's Jeffrey.
It's pronounced Jeffrey's Toy Box, but... Honestly, I don't think they're going to come back as strong as they were.
No. Amazon, were they really that strong?
Amazon has killed both Sears, both Toys R Us. Like, all retail is becoming Amazon. Even at the place that I work at is, like, Amazon will buy massive supplies of our stuff and sell it on Amazon, and people won't come in. They'll just either buy it on our website or from Amazon, even though Amazon charges an upsell, which makes no sense.
I will always be that guy that owns physical media. I'll always prefer to go to the store to buy something than to do it online. I'm not that
kind of person. I am definitely one of those people who's like, I'll just buy it online. Because, I mean, some of my favorite products, there's not a physical... A lot of... My favorite product that I buy online has very few storefronts that's not in the States. They have it all on coastal regions where you touristy stuff.
Yeah.
This is Caraloha bamboo fiber.
Gotcha.
So I have to buy everything online.
Yeah. That makes sense. It's like I use Discount Comic Book Services for my comic books. I don't go to the comic book store to buy my comics. Don't tell them that. But I do.
This is telling them that regardless.
They don't listen. no one does. That's why you need to comment so I know you're there.
Hello, is anyone there?
Yeah, actually, if you want to review us, please do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Review us on iTunes. It allows us positive reviews we have, the more it gets shown. So please do that.
So what are you going to talk about the hotel whatever without ruining it too much?
Bad Times at the El Royale.
I do want to see it, so don't ruin it.
I won't.
Okay.
At all. I'll leave everything pretty plain.
So
it's from the director of Cabin in the Woods. He also wrote The Martian. And he wrote and directed the first three episodes of the first season of Daredevil.
Hmm.
So that hallway fight scene, Drew Goddard.
Hmm. So what is the type of movie this is?
Is this a thriller?
Is this a horror movie? What is
it? No, it's a
crime?
It's a thriller in the same way that Cabin in the Woods is a horror movie.
So there's a big twist at the end?
Cabin in the Woods is also very comedical.
So it's a comedic thriller.
It definitely has its moments, yeah. Okay. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was entertaining. The storytelling in it is unique because each character, you see events unfold from each one of their perspective.
Hmm.
So
what year is this set in?
It's, I think, early 70s. Okay. Late 60s, early 70s.
Okay.
I believe it's early 70s, though. Vietnam is still going on.
Okay. Well, I mean, it is in modern times still going on. I mean, it's still a country.
Yeah, thanks. thanks, Kurt. So, basically, you get introduced to characters basically one by one, and then it switches... like their room, you almost get the perspective of their room. So you've seen in the trailers where like John Hamm finds the hallway mm-hmm. with all the two-way mirrors. It'll go from room to room, and you see the events unfold from each character. It's really neat. It's very well done. And I don't know if you knew this, Chris Hemsworth's first acting gig, like major acting gig, was Cabin in the Woods.
I think I knew that.
It didn't come out until after the Avengers, or after Thor. It didn't come out until after Thor, maybe even after the Avengers. But it's kind of funny. So he wrote that with Joss Whedon.
Mm-hmm.
Cabin in the Woods.
Okay.
Joss Whedon produced it. But they had sent the dailies of Chris Hemsworth's performance out, and that's when he started getting all the phone calls to be in stuff.
Hmm.
They liked his performance in that, and like, this is a leading man.
Hmm.
And he plays almost a Charles Manson type character in this.
Fun.
Yeah. I can't give it enough praise. I do feel like Drew Goddard, if you look at what he did with Cabin in the Woods, each of those characters is a archetype. And it's like that in this as well. I don't quite know what he was trying to say, because when you do archetypes, they definitely usually have something to say about it.
Chris was playing the jock in Cabin in the Woods, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's the stoner and the geeky girl that survive.
I mean, if you can say they survived.
I mean, they got crushed by a god.
Yeah. So this doesn't take any wild and crazy twists like that did, but it definitely, I think they were built on almost the same foundation.
Okay, that makes sense.
Where, okay, here are these archetypes, this is what I'm doing. It probably says something, but I don't know exactly what it was trying to say, I guess.
Okay.
I think it's something, if I watch it again, it might click. Like, oh, okay. But I enjoyed the end. The end was awesome.
Does that mean it was too fast-paced?
No, not at all. It's very well-paced. It's a movie I can watch 100 more times, and I think I'll pick up stuff every time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure. And that's pretty much my review. I highly recommend going to see it.
So then let's talk about Doctor Who.
Doctor Who, in a non-spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Is there anything overarching from the two episodes that's going to make...
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So the first episode ends on a cliffhanger that heads right into the second episode. And the villain from the first one is mentioned in the second episode as well.
So there's a villain. It's not just...
Well, the race is mentioned. So I think the race will come back and play...
So it's a brand new race.
So this season of Doctor Who has zero returning characters, zero returning monsters. This is a complete fresh start to Doctor Who.
from what I've heard from reviews is that it's like, if you brought the 1960s Doctor into modern day, this is what it would be. Is that correct?
Yeah, probably. Just because I would say more of, I would say more of John Pertwee's Doctor, because he was forced, he didn't have a TARDIS, he was banned, he was stuck on Earth. He was forced to, the writers were forced to create a bunch of new stuff for him to face off against.
Oh, you mean the Third Doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I would say in that sense, yeah, it forces them to be more creative.
But there's a TARDIS in this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's, second episode takes place on a different world. And
does the TARDIS have a new set design?
Yes.
Cool.
Completely. It's very reminiscent of Eccleston and Tenet.
So it's very, very basic.
I wouldn't even say that, but it definitely brings back some of those structures.
Okay. Because Smith's had a lot going on for it.
I really liked both of? Or maybe all three? Did Smith have three or two?
He had two.
Yeah, I really liked both of his.
He had the really, like, steampunky.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had
the library that basically became Capaldi's as well.
And then Capaldi kept the whole thing through the entire...
It changed a little bit. It added more bookshelves and...
Yeah, but not much.
Yeah.
Because
it was a good design. It really was.
It was a good design. It was very sleek.
Yeah, and something that was, like, with Matt and Peter's... They could, I feel like you could have episodes set in there, and they did. I don't know if you could have episodes set in this console room too much. I mean, it's dark, it's...
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. When Doctor Who really came into its being,
yeah,
it was when David Tennant was starting to step out.
Of the new show, yeah.
Yeah. In 2010, when Matt Smith took over, mm-hmm. it was really trying to establish, like, it had now the funding, it had everything going mm-hmm. right for it, and it's like, okay, we can go a little bit more extravagant.
Yeah.
Let's make the TARDIS look really unique.
Yeah. And this is definitely unique. Don't get me wrong. This is unique.
But at the same time, it's not something that would be the focus of a single episode.
No. I don't think you could do it.
Was there a Smith episode, or was this a Capaldi episode where the TARDIS's insides was exploding? No, that was a late Smith episode where they were harvesting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that was not the steampunk. That was the library.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, another really interesting looking TARDIS?
Journey to the Center of the TARDIS.
Yeah, Journey to the Center of the TARDIS. Was the 7th into 8th at that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
a
cool interior, because it was massive.
Massive, yeah. This seems really almost small.
Okay.
In comparison to any of them. Imagine Eccleston's and Tenet's, but made maybe to the size of this room.
Okay, so it's compact.
It's compact.
Okay.
I did like how...
But it's still
you can walk into the entire... phone booth. This is the first time then you walk in, the entire police box is there, and then the rest of the TARDIS. So it's basically you take the back wall off of the.
Oh.
So there's actually.
It's more of a hallway.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. It's neat. You can definitely tell they probably shot the second episode before the first one. Just because, which is actually common with Doctor Who, because you want that Doctor's first performance in that role to be top-notch. You want him to already kind of be in it. And I feel like in the second episode, she wasn't quite firing at the speed that she was in the first one. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
She was still... Which they do. I think they shot David Tennant's... first full episode, not including his Christmas special, like 3-4 episodes in.
Do you think we're ever going to get another Easter special?
No. No.
Honestly, though, Tennant's Easter special was kind of, like, weird. Very weird.
Well, which one was his Easter special?
That was, like, with the one-time companion where they was doing a heist or something.
That was, Planet of the Dead.
Yeah, weird episode.
Was that Easter?
That was an Easter episode. Happy Easter.
Okay.
So they had a Christmas episode, and then they had an Easter episode.
Yeah, because it was the next Doctor, Planet of the Dead, Waters of Mars, and then End of Time Part 1 and 2.
I thought Waters of Mars was underperforming. I didn't like it.
I liked it.
End of Time was great, though.
Yeah.
But Modern on Mars was weird. So yeah, definitely going to be watching those here soon.
I love the new companions. The new companions are a lot of fun.
There's four?
Three.
Three.
So four in the first episode, three going forward.
He was just like, nah, I'm not about this life.
Spoilers.
Okay.
But yeah, she was fantastic in the first episode, which again makes me believe that maybe that they shot it later on in the run.
I'm glad that they're actually going back to the harkening of like Sonic Screwdriver.
Yeah, it's neat. You get to see her make quite a bit of stuff because mm-hmm. she doesn't have her TARDIS until the end of the second episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
So you get to see her make her new Sonic. She makes it. You get to see her make a teleporter that she uses to send her to the TARDIS, but that doesn't quite go as planned. And that's how the first episode ends. But it's fun.
What's
fun.
Her catchphrase? Does she have one yet?
Ooh, if she does, I haven't noticed it yet.
Because there was Fantastic, Alon Z, Geronimo. What was Capaldi's?
I don't think he really had one either.
Yeah.
Might be wrong. Huh.
I'm the doctor, I save people?
Probably.
That feels like it was.
But her, like, moment in the first episode was really good. Happens towards the end when she's confronting the final... Because her brain's still working. She can't quite remember her name. Mm-hmm. And the moment it
clicks
was so good.
Does she do the whole speech of, I am the rising star, I am the bad wolf?
No.
No, okay, darn.
But it's still good.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. I'll probably download it after we're done talking.
Yeah, my problem, the first episode was, I would say it was almost on par with the 11th Hour, which I think was the best introduction to a new Doctor. Matt's first one.
That was good.
I would say it's almost on par with that. And then the second episode definitely just kind of feels like your generic Doctor Who episode.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah. Well, nothing really to write home about the second one.
Well, but I mean...
Capaldi had some bad episodes. And it wasn't that.
I'm curious to see what her first Christmas special was. The worst Christmas special, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Is definitely the Brain Invaders with Capaldi. That was, and the superhero.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bad Christmas special.
It just didn't involve Christmas.
The second worst was Matt Smith's with the tree people.
Oh, yeah, the Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah, that was dumb. Best, I still think, is the Skull Invasion. Tennant's first episode.
Really?
That's a great episode.
It's a great Christmas episode because Christmas really played a part in it. But besides that, I think A Christmas Carol.
Which was?
Matt's first one with Dumbledore and the opera singer.
I don't know if I've seen this.
So Michael Gambon, the guy who played Dumbledore, is basically the Scrooge type character. And
in the ice,
and he can only get her out like once a year because she only has so many years or so many days left to live. And the Doctor tries to melt the soul or the heart of this old grumpy Scrooge.
Nope, I have not seen this.
Really? It's fantastic.
Another one of my favorite ones.
Delightful.
Was the Intelligence, the Great Intelligence.
Okay, yeah. Clara's technically second episode.
Yeah. That was a good one. But I still think my favorite episode is Tennant's first episode was. Was that the one with Donna?
No, that's The Runaway Bride. That was his second episode. Second Christmas episode.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
I really didn't care for his Titanic one, but it wasn't bad. Titanic wasn't bad.
Oh, the Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah.
It was a Poseidon Adventure, just with the name Titanic.
Yeah. I still think, though, my favorite Christmas special is definitely the Doctor, because I really, he felt powerful in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, that was a good episode.
Hmm. Which is kind of, it's kind of weird this season, since the season started so late in the year. The 11th episode of the season is the Christmas special. It's only a 10-episode season, but there's not going to be a gap between the season finale and the Christmas special.
Good.
Yeah. If it is, it's like a week.
But also, hold on, I take that back. Best Christmas episode ever is Matt Smith handing it over to Capaldi.
No, I hated that episode.
You hated
it? I hated it so much. Why, because it
made you cry?
No, because it was garbage.
I love that movie.
No, that one made me cry. That's, no. Okay,
that's number one. Number two is
Kurt, shut up. No. No.
Why? Why did because, you dislike that so much?
Okay, there was a basis for a good Christmas episode in there. The Town Called Christmas, where no one could tell a lie, would have made a fantastic Christmas episode. Did they ever then use that again in it? No. It's set up at the beginning, never to be used again. And they crammed every hanging thread of Matt's three seasons. They crammed it into one single episode. A whole season worth of storylines. Crammed into one episode. It felt rushed. It felt sloppy. And it was awful storytelling.
It the made me feel emotions. That's a good episode.
The regeneration itself, yes, I agree. Very well done. But the rest of the episode is garbage.
So you're telling me you don't have an emotional attachment to Handles?
No. Not one bit. That whole episode was...
But, I mean, we disagree on a lot of things. Like, one things that I like, you seem to tend to dislike.
But, Kurt...
I really do like that episode.
You're alone in that.
I think it's funny, like, the whole being nude at church.
Yeah, sure, there are moments in it that are good, but from a storytelling aspect, it's rushed, it's sloppy. With Stephen Moffat not leaving the show, he could have easily had some of those go on to Capaldi. He didn't have to tie up Matt's doctor in such a nice little bow. Which is why my favorite episode of
Capaldi was then the deep breath.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, for sure. That episode's great.
That was my favorite Capaldi episode, next to going inside the Dalek. But also the Viking episode, morally because the Vikings. But the rest of the Capaldi season...
Heaven Sent was good.
I didn't really care. When he was breaking through to get to... Yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think... It's a good episode. Okay, let's go on to something else that won't infuriate you.
No, I'm just saying you're wrong.
Okay. What else? What else happened this week?
Come on, they wrote off the silence in a sentence.
Yeah, what's the problem with that?
Because they were a good villain that could have stuck around.
I think they closed that loop pretty easy.
Yeah, in a line of dialogue, it was too fucking easy.
I don't see a problem with it.
After having spent a whole season not touching on it, not touching on any of those threads, because Moffat thought he had more time. Ugh. I do love the anniversary special, though.
That was a great episode. Yeah. If you like Moffat, have you seen Jekyll, his show about Jekyll and Hyde?
Actually, yes, I have. Great.
I enjoyed that.
So him and Mark Gatiss, who did Sherlock together, mm-hmm. They just announced today they are doing, it's going to be the same format as Sherlock, so 3 hour-and-a-half episodes.
For Jekyll and Hyde?
Dracula. Set in 1897.
1897. Interesting.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun show.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out.
I mean, I did really enjoy that show on Netflix. What was it called? Oh, man. Oh, it was like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen without being the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Oh, fuck.
It was on Showtime originally. Penny Dreadful.
Penny Dreadful. Yeah. That's a great show. I love that fucking
show. I only
show.
Watched the first season. The second season was kind of blah. I couldn't really get into it.
But it was a good show. I loved that show. God, my favorite character in that is the Frankenstein's first monster.
Yeah.
God, he's such a sad, depressing character. Uh-huh. It gets even worse in season two. But yeah, that was a good show. So I like that creepy original stuff. So yeah, I think I'll check it out.
Yeah. And I mean, coming from Moffat and Gatiss, they did a great job with Sherlock. So mm-hmm.
I mean, are they doing any more Sherlock or is it done?
They have said it's a show that they could see doing for the rest of their lives if they can continue to just make a season every 10 years. just do them when they can. But the problem with that is also
they killed off Moriarty. That's a big problem.
Yeah, but they had a whole great season afterward. So,
and then they had Sherlock's sister,
yeah,
being the main villain, which I thought was weird.
Does he actually
have a sister in the original like books?
I don't recall. But the ending that we've gotten, if it is indeed the ending for Sherlock, I think it's a good ending.
I can't remember what the ending was.
He was
going to be exiled, then he wasn't because he had to take on pseudo Moriarty, which was his sister. And then what happened?
Well, the last episode, it's that giant game. They're like on this like island thing, and I forget. It's been a couple of years now. Or a year. Something like that.
Yeah.
But I was happy with it. I don't quite remember the details. But the problem with that show is, as well, both Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman are now
super famous
because of that show.
Yeah.
And apparently they never actually really got along.
Really?
Yeah. They were, but now they share the Marvel Universe together, too, so... Same with...
Not really. Benedict is a bigger player.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know what? What surprised me is after watching Sherlock and The Hobbit, I went back and watched Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I had no idea that the guy who played the main character was
Arthur Dent. Yeah, Martin Freeman.
I completely forgot about that. That was his breakout role, wasn't it?
No, the British Office.
That was his breakout.
He's the main character of the British Office. Huh. He's the Jim of the British Office.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Did the British Office last as long as the American Office?
No, 2 seasons. Huh. And a Christmas special. Because it's British.
Yeah, okay. Because it's British. Really, that's surprising. I'm also... What are your feelings on Parks and Rec and The Office?
I love Parks and Rec and The Office.
I'm not a fan.
Because why?
The humor is too cringy for me.
With The Office, I can definitely see that, but Parks and Rec, they don't have that cringy type humor.
Same thing. I just feel the same way about both of them.
That's weird.
Although I've been told that I'm a very Ron Swanson person.
No, I don't see that.
In certain characteristics.
I could see you being more of an Andy.
Yeah.
An Andy Dwyer.
Definitely. I agree to that. I've seen enough of both shows to know who you're talking
about.
Yeah. Guess what I was watching again yesterday?
What were you watching?
A movie that you don't like, Passengers. I enjoyed it again. It was good.
I haven't seen it.
I thought you said you didn't like
it. No, I've said I've never seen it.
I would say you've got it on your voodoo.
I know I do.
Watch it. It's fun.
See, you're the only person that's ever said that. That's why I haven't watched it. I've heard so many negative things about it that I'm just like, okay, I'll pass.
It's fun.
Okay. All right.
But since we're in the middle of October, I'm currently trying to do spoopy stuff, so...
Spoopy?
Yeah, spoopy.
Okay.
It's like, there was too spooky, and then it turned into too spoopy.
Okay.
Too spoopy for me. So I'm trying to watch spoopy stuff.
Like, I highly recommend.
Like Supernatural, I'm watching X-Files, Penny Dreadful I'm watching again.
Stop your rewatch of Penny Dreadful.
Okay.
Since you've already watched it.
Yeah.
And start Netflix's new show.
I was watching
A Haunting on Hill House.
I saw that on your feed yesterday. I was like, oh, that looks interesting.
Fucking awesome.
Okay.
It's so good.
So is it spoopy? Is it thriller? What is it?
It's a ghost story through and through.
Okay. But it's not like Are You Afraid of the Dark ghost story.
No. It's think of This Is Us, the TV show This Is Us.
Okay.
The family drama. And then add a super haunted house. And.
So, not American Horror Story?
No. At least not yet.
Okay.
But they don't actually. They live there as a kid, as kids. So, basically, it's set up. You get. Each episode follows a different one of the kids so far. I've watched the first five. There's five kids. Each episode kind of shows their life from childhood and adulthood. Stuff from their perspective, and you might see the same event happen a couple different times because it's happening from the other character, and it gives more context to that event. And episode 5 ended with such a cliffhanger that actually goes back through every time you've seen that character. Through everybody's perspective. And
okay, I'm hooked. Let's do it.
Yeah, it's really good. And
how long are the episodes?
Oh, episode 5 was an hour and a half.
But each episode's about 40?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 10 episodes.
Okay.
So I'm halfway through it. And that I finished the 5th episode with my hand over my mouth. Like, holy shit.
Like, what kind of scare is this? Because I'm not a fan of jump scares.
There's no jump scares.
Cool. So it's just more of just spooky.
Yeah, super spooky.
Spoopy.
And in the first episode, you find out that the youngest kid in the family killed herself.
Don't tell me things like
this. This is in the first episode. It's in the first episode. She's still throughout the entire series.
Okay.
The 5th episode is all about her. Okay. Leading up to that point.
Okay. But don't spoil anything else.
Yeah, I won't. I will.
Hold on. I gotta get something. I need to show you. So
don't pull out your dick.
No.
Damn it. Put it away. Put it away.
So you know how in the last episode I was talking about my Halloween costume?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. That was 2 episodes ago when I was really drunk. So the theme of my I'm going as Odin this year, and since he's the many-named god, I put these are all the different name tags I have that I'm going to put all over the costume. There's at least 50 names here.
There's not quite that many, but
there's a lot.
There's a lot. Maybe 20.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. 24. 24 names. Of the, like, 50 I could find.
That's awesome.
I'm going to have fun with this costume. And I actually found out that I'm not working at either place that day, so I'm requesting to switch shifts with somebody at this job so that I can go in my costume to work.
Nice.
And I'm trying to get a morning shift. That way I can also stop by where you guys are. And then
just I do close that day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How many people are going to be closing that day? Do you know?
Not sure.
Yeah, it's still too far out.
I'll let you work in costume, though.
I don't want to work. I will just come off of one work. Because I'm probably going to go hand out candy at my parents.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha.
Or here. I might just put up.
No, it's not. A lot of people don't do trick-or-treating in apartments.
Speaking of which, I was on my patio the other day just smoking a cigar and watching. And I saw like at least 20 people walk into one apartment all dressed up in costume. I'm like, oh, I'm missing out.
You could just go over there.
I could have.
Just wear a full head mask and be like,
does anybody... Hi, who are you? Good question. Yeah. Where's the booze?
Yeah. Oh, I'm friends with like try to overhear a name. Yeah, I'm
friends with Andy.
Yeah, I know Andy. Yeah, he brought me. Just trying to meet some new people. Be like, Andy, that friend you brought's weird. He's really outgoing. Andy just took a major shit in the bathroom. And clogged it.
Things that describe me, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you also got to see the staff that I made.
Oh, don't bring your dick out. Nice. No, that's very well done, dude. That's very well done.
So this staff that I've had for a long time, I glued 2 ravens to. Because
what type of glue did you use?
A wood.
Okay.
Gorilla glue.
Yeah, I see that.
But yeah, it's definitely gonna like I put a lot of thought into this costume. If I'm gonna be honest, I probably put in about $120 into this costume.
Jesus, where'd you get the birds?
Target, surprisingly enough.
Okay. Huh. Nice. You have a little tag on this one.
Yeah, I'll cut it off.
Nice. That's nicely done. I would probably like cut those in.
Yeah, I might. But yeah, I'm excited for Halloween. This is my second favorite holiday. You feel powerful with that staff, don't you?
No. I'm just looking at it.
But what else do you want to talk about today?
Oh, I don't know. There's a whole lot.
I mean, we're already at 45 in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and then they had top hats on, so I had to rip it off. You can tell I kept the patch on that one, but that one's got like Sharpie head.
Ah.
Little bow ties and top hats that I had to take off.
That would have been adorable. You could have totally have had that.
Nah, doesn't fit like, the theme.
Yes, it does.
Top hatted raven.
Yes.
Here, quote the raven, good day, sir.
Yeah, you can have this.
Oh. I'm also listening to my audiobooks right now. I'm listening to H.P. Lovecraft and Edgar Allan Poe because Spoopy.
Do you work Thursday?
Thursday. Let me check. Let me see. Oh, I did an escape room yesterday.
Oh, fun. By yourself?
If I would have died.
Okay.
Yeah, we did an escape room. It was a Tiki Island, Escape to Tiki Island. We escaped with...
Who's we?
It was for a birthday party.
Okay.
We escaped with like 4 minutes to go.
Nice.
Mostly because the first 20 minutes, nobody was listening to me. Like, this thing is significant. Why won't anybody think this is significant? We put it on the map and then boom, everything starts to unlock. Yeah, I'm going to say that. Even though if my friends are listening to this, they're going to dispute that. Thursday, I'm double shifting.
Double shifting it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Morning, other place, evening with you. Or are you working Thursday?
No. That's why I was going to...
I have the morning off on Friday, so that's probably when I'm going to go see the hotel.
Gotcha. Well, that's why I was...
But yeah, any other interesting things you want to talk about so we don't have any dead air?
Well, that's why I was asking if you wanted to go Thursday to see Halloween.
I've never been a fan of the Halloween... Jump scare movies, I do not like them.
Okay.
So, Freddy Krueger, Jason, Halloween, Michael Myers, those movies don't appeal to me.
Have you ever seen the first Halloween?
I've seen snippets of them because I don't like jump
scares. The first Halloween's more of that suspenseful horror.
Yeah.
After that, yeah, sure, they get kind of schlocky, but this one is,
I tried to watch Hellraiser. That's a weird movie.
Hellraiser is definitely not jump scares. That movie will fuck you up psychologically.
Yeah, isn't that the nail face guy?
Yeah, Pinhead.
Yeah, I watched like 20 minutes of this. I was like, this is a weird movie.
Oh, I would recommend finishing the first one. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I probably will.
After I watch the second show. Second one picks up right after.
Well, I've got an hour to get to work, and I need to eat lunch. You've got an hour as well, and yep. You need to get to eat lunch.
I already ate.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, I think we should just call it.
Yep, same here. I'm David West.
I'm Kurt Steiner.
Find us on...
You forgot to pitch the trivia this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm getting to that. So, find us on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show. I'm on Twitter at @DavidWest_KOES. We also have our Instagram page. Go on there. Give us a like. Also, you can come see me every Tuesday night at Sun King Brewery on 96th Street, where I host trivia.
And this week's trivia, I will actually be attending and competing in.
Yeah. The one tomorrow is X-Files. Next week, we are doing Supernatural.
Which I'll probably also... let me check my Tuesday schedule. I'm fairly sure I want to make it to that as well, because I'll do pretty well there as well.
Okay.
Tuesday, the 23rd. I work until 7 p.m. Damn it.
Well, it's not too late. You can come straight over and maybe miss the first round.
Yeah.
All right. So come check me out. I'm there. Come do trivia. There's prizes. Yeah. All right. I'm going to hit the space bar and call it a week.
See you guys later.
Thank you.